This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Screen wars is what we're calling our series about the future of TV and movies. Well, a big battle in those screen wars is scheduled to take place on August 28, 2015, next year. That's when the just-announced sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon debuts, not only in theaters, but also on Netflix. That's a very big deal, especially for theaters. Stan Alcorn has the story.
In the age of Netflix and YouTube, movie theaters have been practically begging us to see their screens as special. You might have seen one of those action movie trailers where the action starts to shrink until it's just a tiny square projected in the middle of the big screen.
If you want action this big, you can't have a screen this small.
The exhibitors are right. It's a different experience.
Sam Craig directs the Entertainment, Media, and Technology program at NYU. He admits that streaming a movie over Netflix isn't the same as sitting in an IMAX cinema, but
you get a lot of people that have 60-inch HD screens and surround sound, and maybe they would just be as happy watching it at home.
For mainstream movies, they usually don't have that choice. Regal, AMC, and Cinemark, the chains that control most of the theaters in the U.S., insist on an exclusive 90-day window before movies can move to smaller screens on TV or online.
Anything that starts to erode or challenge the 90-day window could be a disaster for them.
By Craig's calculations, if just 10% stay home, that's more than $1 billion in lost ticket sales. But Rich Greenfield, media analyst at BTIG, thinks the power is shifting away from the theater's hands.
To get butts in seats, they got to show films. So ultimately, they won't have a choice.
If, that is, the movie studios can make enough online to make up for the lost ticket sales.
I think if the movie studios see the success of what Netflix and IMAX do, I think others will follow.
Now they just have to make sure the Crouching Tiger sequel is as big a hit as the original. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
You can check out the rest of our Screen Wars series on Marketplace.org, along with a post that's up today about how other streaming services are trying to compete with Netflix.